This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. senators say agreement on a bipartisan gun violence compromise is at hand. We get more details from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Moving quickly after agreement was announced, the bipartisan gun violence bill cleared an initial procedural hurdle in the Senate Tuesday night. 14 Republicans joined all 48 Democrats and two independents in support of the measure. The package is a response to mass shootings at a Buffalo, New York supermarket last month and at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, days later. Senator John Cornyn of Texas led Republicans in the legislative talks.
Texans are disgusted and outraged by what happened at Robb Elementary, and they want Congress to take appropriate action to prevent the loss of more innocent lives.
The legislation would include more rigorous background checks for the youngest firearms buyers, more background checks for arms sellers, and stiffer penalties on gun traffickers. Additionally, there's funding to states and communities for improving school safety and mental health initiatives. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Nuclear Russia's pillaging of non-nuclear Ukraine is rattling what's already a destabilizing moment in movement and nuclear non-proliferation efforts. Security experts say the result of Ukraine's fight against Russia will influence how other countries with nuclear rivals think about their defense. Another factor is how well the U.S. convinces non-nuclear allies they are safe under the existing U.S. umbrella of nuclear and conventional weapons. Some former leaders in Asia have cited that Ukraine conflict as evidence. It's time for nations there to think about getting nukes.